Hi, is this Harris?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. You got a minute to talk? I just saw your inquiry about a working capital loan they did online.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Cool. Let me see here. I have your file pulled up. Let me just confirm some of the information I have here. You still at 3350 Southwest 15th Street?
Yes, I am.
All right, Deerfield Beach, Florida. All right. And let's see. And how do you structure your business? Is it I know it's incorporated. Is it S Corp or a C Corp?
It's an S Corp.
S Corp? Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
8 years, I think.
Okay. Perfect. All right, so you know, we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs here, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in that direction.
Well, we have two relatively small loans, one through Cabbage and one through On Deck, which may be combined total about, I think, about $140,000. But obviously, those sources of funding are not necessarily always the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could look to take those out from a source that would provide a lower cost of funds, and then, you know, maybe another $40,000 or $50,000 on top of that to use to build up our inventory and do some extra marketing around Christmas time.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe as much as $200,000, depending upon the term and the rate.
Okay. Totally understand where you're coming from. Sounds good. Yeah, we definitely have what you are probably looking for here. Just curious. Do you happen to have a breakdown of each loan? Like, how much is left on the Cabbage?
I think the Cabbage loan is, it's somewhere between, I believe, 30. No, the Cabbage loan's about 100.
Okay.
Maybe just under. You know, somewhere between 90 and 100.
All right.
And the On Deck is just under 40, I think, at this point. 35, 40.
Okay. Okay. Do you know what, is that like a daily payment or monthly or weekly?
The Cabbage is monthly. The On Deck is 5 days a week.
Okay, so daily.
Including bank holidays.
Okay.
Every banking day.
Right, okay. So like 21 days or something like that?
You know, I mean, whatever. It's every weekday, but
yeah.
Not on weekdays, you know, not on legal holidays.
So okay.
About 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Christmas mm-hmm. Day, Thanksgiving, that stuff.
Okay, makes sense. Let's see here. Do you happen just a ref estimation what the daily payment was for the On Deck one?
The On Deck one, the loan, I think, was about $80,000 when we got it, or, you know, whatever, 70-something, and then with the interest they added up, it comes to about 80.
Mm-hmm.
And the payments are, I want to say about $380 a day.
$380, okay. So I'm just doing some hand notes here. Okay. Now, when were you looking to do it? Get this loan?
Sooner rather than later.
Okay. Do you have a deadline or anything?
No, but if it's saving us money yesterday. You know, it's like I'd rather start saving money now than a month from now.
Sure. Totally. I got you there. All right. And now, you mentioned marketing because you said you want an additional 40 to 50 on top of that. How does that work? What kind of marketing are you looking to do?
Well, we're in basically the sock and insole business, and there's two portions to our business. One part is wholesale, one part is retail. And what we do to market for retail is we rent mailing email lists. So National Golf Federation, PGA, U.S. Golf Association, Florida Golf Association, those kinds of lists,
mm-hmm.
and we send them an email making them a very attractive offer to try our socks. But the list costs money, and you also have to have the inventory to cost money, so you know, so you'd be able to fill the orders. So if we had more money to throw at it, even if all we were doing is breaking even, the conversion rate down, you know, if we break even we rent the list and it costs us $10,000, and we sell enough socks there that we make back the $10,000, to us it's a profit because half those people are going to order again in the next year.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So if we get $40,000 to rent, to bring in product and rent $40,000 more worth of lists, it's not going to help us now, but it's going to help us 6 to 18 months out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we would use the money for.
Okay. Which we do all the time. Okay. And what about for the wholesale part? Is that just the sock part?
Well, for the wholesale part, if we had more money, we'd probably do a couple more trade shows.
Okay. How many trade shows do you guys do usually?
The last couple of years, we haven't done any because after a while, you kind of still seeing the same people and selling them the same product. But now that it's been probably 3 years since we've done it, we'd go back and do the running show, which is actually a show we've never done. We'd do the shoe show, which is a show we haven't done in probably 5 or 6 years. And we would do the PGA show, which is the world's largest golf show. And we haven't done that in about 3 years. So altogether, the cost to do those three shows, probably close to $20,000, somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000.
Per show or all year?
No, all three.
Oh, okay.
About $5,000 a show.
Okay. I was going to say, man, $20,000 a show, that's crazy. All right.
Yeah.
And obviously, you've worked with Capital Loans before, so that's perfect. What is your credit looking like? Are you guys good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My personal credit score? The business credit score, it should be okay. I mean, we've never, we had the Cabbage loan and the OnDeck loan, and we pay them back on time.
Okay.
We never had a judgment against us or anything like that.
Cool, okay. Just a rough estimate, do you know what the number might be at?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've never seen a number on the company.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, just so what I can do for you, when we get all the paperwork, I can shoot you over, a free statement of what your score looks like and all that stuff. Just so you can have it. It's free, so why not?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you gone to your local bank or anything like that to try to get them to cover these balances or look for additional funding or anything?
No, not really. I mean, I just got something in the mail from you guys, and I was thinking, well, hey, let's see what there is out there. Like, would my local bank be cheaper than you guys?
No, I'm not saying that. I just was just curious. It's just one of the things I always ask, just see if you guys have a local bank and how you guys' relationship with them and stuff like that. Okay.
And we have two banks. We bank with Chase and SunTrust. We're just piddly little tiny accounts with huge major banks, so it's not like we can walk in and have some great relationship with them. Those days are gone down here in Florida.
Yeah.
There are no little banks left.
Yeah, pretty much across the nation. I mean, I deal with a lot of business owners, and like, it's tough having the banks now ever since 2008, so that's one of the tough things right now. Okay. And what are your sales looking like, gross annual? How much did you guys make last year?
Our gross sales last year were about $1 million.
Okay. And are you guys on track to beat that, or are you guys about the same?
I think we will beat it this year.
Okay. All right. And you're 100% owner, right?
No, I'm half.
You're half? Okay. And who's the other 50% owner?
My brother-in-law.
Okay.
It was a package deal. I got a wife and a business partner.
Right on. Worked out in the end, huh?
Yeah, okay. Time will tell.
Yeah, right.
It's worked fine.
There you go. That's all that matters. Okay, and what's your brother-in-law's name? Just so I have it here.
His first name is Peter.
Peter, okay. So just to get you better offers and better deals, because you guys are both 50-50, I would have to, I mean, I can do, I have some programs that have half ownership, but if you want like the really better programs, I would need full ownership. So we probably just need like his signature and things like that on the application as well as yours. Let me see here.
Now, are you guys the direct lender, or you're just going to shop this to other lenders?
So what we do, we have our own things. We actually are our own lender here, and we also do the other stuff too. It's more of like programs and what we get you approved for, but like we don't send out your credit information, things like that. So it's all in-house. So they're not going to take your credit and just run with it. We actually just pull once, and that's what they use. So it's not going to hurt your credit at all like that.
You would pull both our personal credit reports.
Yeah, but it would hit your business. It's not going to hit your personal. It's off of your business. Okay. Yeah. Now, okay. From everything that you've... Yeah, so from everything you've told me here, I mean, it looks pretty good. I mean, you guys have... you know, you're trying to get these loans paid down. I want to do some extra marketing. Your sales look good. Your FICO score, you said, is pretty good. You guys don't have any liens or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, what we can do is, you know, we can get the ball rolling here, because I know you want it pretty fast, and we can get you, you know, an approval pretty fast here. We can usually get you approved like 24 hours and usually funded, you know, in a couple days, you know. So why don't we do this? The email that you provided is harris@leopardbrands.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. I can send you an email just with a list of things. And we can get the ball rolling here. It's, you know, it's going to be just the application, bank statements, 6 months, your most recent tax return, and just the two current loan contracts. That way we can get you the best deal possible. Now, do you have any questions for me or anything, or when do you think you'll be able to get that paperwork back to me?
In the next couple of days.
Okay. All right. So I'll send that here. Do you have any questions or anything like that?
No, send it over and I'll take a look and see.
Okay. Sounds good, Harris. Yeah, you know, get that over to me, and then we'll go from there. Follow up with you, what, Wednesday? Tomorrow? Sure. Okay.
Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Harris. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Would you do it the rest of the mail?